with SRN News. I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. President Trump is upset with China for placing restrictions on rare earth minerals. And now he's planning to slap Chinese imports with an additional 100% tariff. And that sent stocks plummeting today. Seth Soutelle reports that Wall Street had its worst day since April after more Trump tariff threats.
The S&P 500 sank 2.7% Friday. The Dow Jones Industrial Average fell 878 points. It's about 1.9%. The Nasdaq Composite lost 3.6%. Stocks were slightly higher in the morning until Trump said he's considering a massive increase in tariffs on imports from China. Trump said he was responding to restrictions China put on exports of rare earths, which are key materials used in manufacturing.
Correspondent Bill Alexander tells us now that consumers are still wary of the economy, and the numbers are showing it.
New economic data on consumer sentiment shows that Americans are still unhappy with the economy. Consumer confidence fell again as people are concerned about high prices and a weakening job market amid the government shutdown. The University of Michigan said its consumer sentiment index was little changed at 55 this month from a final reading of 55.1 in September.
The Trump administration is once again cutting government jobs. Reduction in force notices are going out to federal workers. The White House says the mass firings will be substantial. A massive explosion destroyed a munitions plant in Tennessee. Authorities say 19 people are missing and are feared dead. The blast took place about 60 miles southwest of Nashville. Tens of thousands of Palestinians headed back to the heavily destroyed northern Gaza Strip. As a U.S. brokered ceasefire went into effect today, the deal has raised hopes for ending the Israel-Hamas war. Hostages should be released soon. This is SRN News. A lot of churches in the United Kingdom may be closing, as we hear now from SRN's Michael Harrington.
As Christianity continues to decline in the country, pastors in about 1 in 20 houses of worship say they expect their congregation to dwindle to nothing in the next 5 years. The study, which comes from the National Churches Trust, reveals that another 25% of pastors have some doubts about whether their church will still be open in 2030. Houses of worship in rural and poor areas appear to be the most vulnerable to shutting their doors. Michael Harrington reporting.
California Governor Gavin Newsom has signed a law aimed at combating anti-Semitism in schools. The new measure establishes an Office of Civil Rights with a governor-appointed coordinator who will develop and provide training to help school employees identify and prevent anti-Semitism. The California Legislative Jewish Caucus says the law will help stem an alarming surge in harassment. This is SRN News. There are growing security concerns at houses of worship.
Statistically speaking, attending worship is extremely safe, but some recent high-profile attacks are causing new worries. The violence has led to intensified anxiety and outright fear among clergy and worshipers alike around the world. Just in the past 6 weeks, there have been attacks on a synagogue in Manchester, England, a Michigan congregation of the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, and a Catholic church in the U.S. hosting a mass for school children. Bob Agner reporting.
Flooding caused by heavy rains in central and southeastern Mexico has set off flooding, landslides, damaged homes and highways. It has left at least 22 people dead. Forecasters say there's a serious risk of flash flooding in the southwestern U.S. through this weekend. Rain left over from Tropical Storm Priscilla, forecast to drench much of Arizona, parts of Utah, Colorado, New Mexico, Nevada, Southern California. This is SRN News.